Hello, and welcome to Nature's Remedies. I'm Dr. Tim Hagney, and every week I'll be talking to you about natural approaches to health. Today's topic is dealing with cholesterol, and more specifically, bringing the total and LDL numbers down. For many, if not most Americans, as they age, their cholesterol values tend to creep up over the normal cutoff of 200. The doctor presumably brings this to the attention of the patient. Then at some point, he or she is offered medication, undoubtedly the vaunted statin drugs. This class of medications, which an apparent very low side effect profile, is the number one selling class of prescribed medication in the world. It usually does bring down a person's cholesterol value to a significant degree, if not always as much as the doctor wants, if the patient's value is very high to begin with. The statins do, however, seem to deplete users of the nutrient coenzyme Q10, which is involved in a number of bodily systems, including the muscles, where indeed in some people the statin drugs, like Lipitor, can sometimes give side effects. Talk to your doctor about supplementing with coenzyme Q10 if you have muscle side effects from Lipitor. Interestingly, some patients have chosen to take a product called red yeast rice instead of Lipitor. Red yeast rice is a very old product from China, traditionally put on pork to perhaps allow fat to be digested better. Then was found to actually contain the molecule identical to the original statin drug. Then taken off the market for this reason, and then allowed back on the market, perhaps because only individual companies selling red yeast rice were actually targeted. This does seem to be a battle between the nutrient supplement makers and Big Pharma for market share. Exercise, while not having the craziness of the previous controversy, can not only lower your LDL or bad cholesterol, but can actually raise the LDL, HDL, your good guys, which statins can't do. Good old niacin, or vitamin B3, can also raise your good HDL, but generally needs to be given in a dose high enough that should be monitored by your doctor. Probably the most basic thing someone can do to lower cholesterol is to make more and more healthy choices in diet, which perhaps I can discuss next week. Well, thanks for listening. This was Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.
Seems like I have a sense.